is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of June, 2016. Today is Bloomsday, the day to celebrate James Joyce's novel Ulysses, in which the action takes place on June 16, 1904. The main character, Leopold Bloom, a Jewish ad salesman, lives on the north side of Dublin, gets up in the morning and eats breakfast and serves his wife breakfast in bed. Doesn't have much work to do on this day, so he spends most of his day wandering around Dublin doing errands, leaves his house, walks south across the River Liffey, picks up a letter, buys a bar of soap, goes to the funeral of a man he didn't know very well. In the afternoon, he eats a cheese sandwich. He feeds some gulls in the river, helps a blind man cross the street, visits a couple of pubs, thinks about his job, his wife, his daughter, muses about life and death, reincarnation. He knows that his wife is planning to cheat on him that afternoon at his house, and he spends a lot of time thinking about the days when he was happier. In the evening, he meets up with a young writer, Stephen Dedalus, who is drunk, so Bloom takes him home with him, offers to let him spend the night. They stand outside looking at the stars for a while, and then Bloom goes inside and climbs into bed with his wife. James Joyce chose June 16th, 1904, as the date for his novel because it was on that day that he went on his first date with his great love, Nora Barnacombe. Today it's a national holiday in Ireland. Today is the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born in Lockport, New York, 1938, grew up on a farm in nearby Millersport. The area became the inspiration for the fictional Eden County, where many of her stories are set. Her parents were not educated. She was the first in her family to graduate from high school, but they encouraged her in her passion for reading. She went on to Syracuse University, graduated valedictorian, published her first collection of short stories by the North Gate a few years after she graduated. Joyce Carol Oates, who writes for 8 hours a day, who's published more than 100 books, plays, poetry, novels, memoirs, story, essay collections. Her latest book is the novel The Man Without a Shadow, came out this year, the story of a man whose short-term memory was destroyed after he contracted encephalitis. And it's written in the present tense because he can only remember things that have happened in the last 70 seconds. Here's a poem for today by David Lehman entitled June 16. It's Bloomsday in Dublin, and wherever Ulysses works as an advertising man with an unfaithful wife, as I sit here listening to a lecture on Flannery O'Connor, Frank O'Connor, and the O'Hara boys, John and Frank, I think of going to Dublin with you, buying a toy wedding ring at Woolworth's, and the phrase mock funeral comes to me. I don't know what it means, though. I remember being the groom at a mock wedding with a girl named Anne in 1956. I was 8, and so was she, and all the other children were in the procession. It was the first hot night in June, and yes, she said, yes, I will. Yes. A poem by David Lehman, June 16, from The Daily Mirror, published by Scribner Poetry, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.